Ralph, you missed last night. We did a blood. Ma'am, Ralph. We're at the first asterisk on the right-hand margin.
Okay.
You see the first asterisk? It's about a third of the way down. It's really on the margin. There are two of them, the first one. Hamush, somebody who has a... what happened was that he had, you know, he had a bris milah, and then afterwards, either through some operation or some sort of I don't know, I guess it's an operation, I don't know exactly how this is done. He had an artificial foreskin, in other words, he pulled his aver out until he got a foreskin again.
There is a movie, I have to interrupt. Cody, you wrote
yeah.
Serious because yeah. He was a Jew that passed off himself yeah. off as a German during the
yeah.
war. And he tried to pull his foreskin back so that they wouldn't know that he was Jewish.
Did it work?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay, so it says here he shouldn't afterwards get a bris milah again. Shaloy Avli Deitzakon, you shouldn't come to danger because he can actually, it's not a foreskin, it's part of the actual aver. So therefore it can have all sorts of negative ramifications. Divi Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Habei Meshuchim Hoyu Bimei Ben Koziba, and they said Ben Koziba, that's Bar Kochba. There are many people who had to pull their foreskins, or he brought the carbonator says that they were compelled to do so. And then when they rebelled, Kula Molo, they all survived. They all got bris milah v'chayu, and they survived. Olida bani and bonus, and had sons and daughters. Hamashuch v'anolad mol, somebody who has pulled over this artificial foreskin, or who was born already pre-circumcised, v'amolad shoyizgar, somebody had bris milah before he converted. Tzarech latif menu dam bris, when he converts, or when he's born, you have to make a nick, right, on the aver, and have some blood drip out, because the blood is important for the covenant, right? The blood of the covenant is a very critical thing. Time Shimon Elazar Omer, Shimon Elazar says, no, nechuk beisham yisal shenola mohu. Shimon Elazar never had an argument that somebody is born already without foreskin, is born literally circumcised. Shetzarech latimenu dam bris, that one has to take out of him, drip out of him, the blood of the covenant, because he has an orla, it's just absorbed into the regular aver. In other words, halachically, there's an orla there, because he never underwent the bris milah. So since he never underwent the bris milah, there's an orla, so therefore, you of course can't cut it off, because it's absorbed into the aver, but you make an incision in order to get some blood. Aman echulkusa, what's the machlokes? Beisham and Beisil. Al Gershon is Gayer Mol. If you ready? Excuse me. Had a bris milah before he converted, right? And that's like an Arab. The Arabs have a bris milah, right? So Beisham and Mitzorach Latimeno Dam Bris. Beisham says when he converts, he have to make this incision and get from the blood of the covenant. Beisil Mrim Ain Tzorach Latimeno Dam Bris. You do not have to get from the blood of the covenant.
We paskel like Beisham in this case.
What?
We paskel like Beisham in this case. But you do need to have a
stop bris. I believe so. That's true. I believe that that's true. Although I can't. But it seems maybe that's like a Bavli over the Ushami, because here it sounds like going to basically you don't need it.
Right.
So you're right. I don't. But you're right. I think we do require it. So it says, Mark, Rabbi Yitzhak by Nachman. Said B'shem Rabbi Yitzhak said, Halok di Beit Talmid. Halok is like the student. Who says Rav Shimon Elazar, who says that Basil Mishamai also argue, Basil Mishamai Basil only argue by the case of somebody who's Megayer, but the case of somebody who's born Mohul, that's no argument between Basil and Mishamai. There, everybody agrees that you have to actually make an incision. Asa Udu Kumi Rav. He said, it stands to reason, since it says that when a kid is born without a foreskin, that it's his foreskin is absorbed into his body. So Adamra teaches us that Orel Baruhu, that Chazal were sure he was an Orel, despite the fact that we can't do a full bris on him, only make an incision for blood. But since he has the status of an Orel, V'doichin Olavas HaShabbos, the performance of the ceremony of Hatovas Dam Bris, of making the incision for the purpose of the blood dripping out, should be Dochas Shabbos, should push off Shabbos, because it's the bris milah for this person, right? Just as the bris is for a regular person, and push off Shabbos, so too for this person, it's the Hatovas Dam Bris, the dripping of the blood of the Kamen, which should push off Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Avomer, ain't Dochas Olavas HaShabbos. No, not true. It doesn't push off Shabbos because it's not a true bris milah. So Tzorech HaTimenu Dam Bris, you know, you must take from the blood of the Kamen, but it doesn't push off Shabbos. Says more, Rav Ada bar Achva Yisayle Chad Bar, he had a certain son, Cain, who had this this problem that his orla, his foreskin was not apparent, mismispa, and he started dealing with him by trying to get out the orla and try to do brismil on it, and was not successful, miss, and the kid died because it was too much of an operation for his young kid. Rabbi Yaakov said he didn't die, but Nasa Kru Shavcha. The kid became forbidden to join the congregation of Israel because his genitals were damaged. Damaged genitals barred from joining the congregation of Israel. So therefore, his father, then his Anilov, fasted over him, Shiamus, that he should die, and he did die. Okay? Says Amara,
in this case, if the child is born with an Anilov, is the father chayev to do the bris of the 8th day, or can he
no? Seems like it doesn't make a difference, right?
So maybe in this case we don't know what the father tried to do in Tavis Dam Bris. Maybe he should have waited until he was 6 months old or something like that.
Maybe, right? Could be. Doesn't say when he did it, but you're right. Could be he should have waited somewhere.
There was no chayev that he had to do it on the 8th day.
Well, I take that back. Rabbi Avin said that it had to be done on the 8th day. That's what he did on the 8th day. That was the whole point. Because it says here, well, maybe not. No, you're right. Could be it was on a weekday. That could be. So what did you want to say again?
If there was no requirement for the 8th day, they could have waited.
They didn't wait enough, right?
Yes.
That's possible. Okay, or it says more. Now, this is kind of a prelude, this line, for next more. Orlaso, but it says Orlaso, his Orla you take off. Orla vade derchas Shabbos, a definite Orla pushes off Shabbos. However, veina sof fake derchas Shabbos. If it's a question, Orla doesn't push off Shabbos. And we're going to explain what that is, right? Orlaso. Orlaso vade derchas Shabbos. Orlaso is Orla means when he has a definite. What?
It's a regular
bris. Right. But ain't androgynous derchas Shabbos. But a person is androgynous, he has traits of both genders, his bris doesn't push up Shabbos because it's not a definite orla. That's what we're saying. It's not a definite orla. Okay? Shayel Rabbi Yudan Omer, because Rabbi Yudan is to say, we don't pass like him, androgynous doesn't love his Shabbos, and androgynous, if he's in danger, right? So he derech Shabbos in order to save him. V'chayim love kares, and you're also liable for kares if you do not give him a bris milah, right? The halacha is if you don't give a bris milah, then you're chayav kares. So even in andragonus, if you don't give a proper bris milah, then you're chayav kares, right? Shere Rabbi Yudan Omer, Rabbi Yudan is to say, andragonus derechim love to Shabbos, so andragonus he pushes up Shabbos, and v'chayim love kares, and you're liable to kares. If you miss the mitzvah, and therefore he has to get it done, but not on according to our beauty, even on Shabbos, but we say not on Shabbos. Okay, so to hear, where am I now?
I think you went back.
Yeah, I'm not sure where I am, but let's start from the fifth from that narrow line. Orlaso is Orla Vada Dokh Shabbos, if definite Orla is Pusho of Shabbos. Vein Shmoshes Dokh Shabbos, the kid was born twilight, so you don't know if it's affiliated with Friday or Saturday and Sunday, so then it has to push of Shabbos, right? If a kid is born with a bris milah and we just have to do a tafas dam bris, then here Tanakama says you don't do that on Shabbos. Shabbashamari, because Bashamari says, Torachatim and a dam bris, right? You have to go and drip the blood out of him, so it's a machlokas, right? I guess we still argue? Probably not. They probably also heard this way.
Well, that implies that in Shenolad Mal Dochis Shabbos means that even if it's that it has to be on the 8th day, it's Dochis Shabbos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, child born already without Norah still has to have the Dan Bris on the 8th day because it's Dochis Shabbos.
Charles, but that's only if you hold that a Tavis Dan Bris is in lieu of a Bris Milah.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the case. That's we're trying to prove that it's not. Again, a loss of Ayah Dochas Shabbos ain't on Dragonus Dochas Shabbos, not an androgynous individual. Shayar Abidah and Rabidah say on Dragonus Dochas Shabbos. Rabidah say we don't pass on a kid. If you're on Dragonus, you're Dochas Shabbos. The Chilim, of course, in your relations with him, you're liable to Kares. Our law, so period. Our law, so we don't pass like that vis-a-vis this this halacha, and we say that
the chayal of kares is referring to relations with him, or not having done a bris on him, your chayav kares.
I think it's not having a bris done on him.
That's not what you said.
What did I say?
Relations with
I said that?
Yeah.
Oh boy. That was wrong.
Sorry.
You brachai for having relations with Kares. But that's not what the Gemara is referring to, you're right. That's good. So says Arloso. Again, Arloso by the Shabbos and Dragon so Shabbos not Rajan Shah Rabbi Lamar, Andreas Tuchlovis or Shabbos, and Dragon is push it off Shabbos. If it's a Bikuach Nefesh case to save him, the Chayav and the Koris will Chayav Koris if he doesn't get a Bris Milah. Okay, because Allah is telling he doesn't get a Bris Milah, so then he's Chayav Koris, right? Our law, so Allah so vayed the Shabbos, similarly, our law, definitely our law push of Shabbos, then you may not Shmashos don't do so Shabbos. Not if you have a kid who was born twilight, so you don't know whether to be Malam the day before or the day after, so that doesn't push of Shabbos, you have to do it on Sunday. Yeah, I understand it. Because I minister in terms. Ancient Mol Dochas Shabbos. A person who's born Mol also doesn't push up Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbos Yomrit Tzorchlat if you made a Dan Bris. Despite the fact that Shabbos says you have to be made of Dan Bris, nevertheless it doesn't push up Shabbos. Okay? The time to you look over there, Kol Chayovim Bir'iyah. Everybody has to go up and make the pilgrimage to the Beis HaMikdash on the Regalim. Chutz mi Cheresh Shoyte V'Katan, except for a deaf mute, a imbecile, a child, Tumtum Adregus, and Tumtum Adregus. Mama Rabbita, what does Rabbita say about this? The questions Rabbi Huda just said over before, that Adregus you has a status, you know, it seems like a male, right? So why, what is Adregus status for Zayali Larego? The Shemina, does he have to go out to Yushlan? The Shemina Minato, start from here. Rabbi Yochanan ben Avoy, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan ben Avoy, named Rabbi Yehuda said, "Af Hasuma, a blind man also has to go up to Yerushalayim." So it sounds like now he said this in juxtaposition to the previous statement, "The poor has to go up to Yerushalayim." Leis Barnash Amar Af, person does not say Af even Ella Dumoyd Makamaisa unless he concedes to the first point and is continuing on with the first point which he conceded. So therefore, over here it must be if he says Af Hasuma, that a blind man can't go on.
Is not required to go up.
Is not required to go up, right? Because he can't do yiro. He can't see. So if he says Afasuma can't go, he must go agree that a Tumtum and a Dragonus can't go either. Because it's saying after they said Tumtum and a Dragonus don't go, so he's saying Afasuma also a blind man can't go, right? You see that?
Well, is Af also or even?
Also. Even. Well, it's even, right? Same idea. Even makes him stronger.
Same thing, okay.
Right. So that means that Rabbi Yehuda Mas Paskin, that a tum tana tregus are exempt from going based on mikdash and pilgrimage. So mechavish does Rabbi Yehuda. It's kind of contradiction Rabbi Yehuda. Taman Omar Prat. He says over here to exclude Andreas from Lila Rego. But Hacha, by Bris Mila, Amar L'Rabbis, he includes him as the requirement to get to Bris Mila. So which one is it? Rabbi Rabbanin, Mikra Echonim, Darshin. So Rabbi Rabbanin, they both expound on the same process. It says, Orel. It says it has to be Orel. Matam Lomar Zachar, why say a male Orel? Obviously, only males are Orel. So Achia Kulo Zachar. Means he has to be completely male before you give him a position. So what does it mean, completely male? Not non-drinkless, right. Rabbi Yehuda Darsh. Rabbi Yehuda said, Darsh is following, Zachar, Matam Lomar, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like this Darsh, right? So he says, Matam Lomar, Orel, when it says Orel, what does that mean? Vafil Mikdash Orel, even if one is partially an Orel, he's already rendered unfit for serving the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Baram Hacha, however, here, Koz Churcha, Prat La, one second. Yeah. Right. Where am I?
Prat Andragonus.
Yeah. Prat Brahmach calls Churg. Prat Andragonus comes to. It has to be completely Zachar. Kulos Zachar. It has to be completely male to exclude Andragonus, right?
So, that's Rav Yehuda?
Yeah.
So, I thought Rav Yehuda said that. Andreganus requires a
Brismila. Yeah, but there's a special limu here to tell us that, you know, he doesn't go into
doesn't go up to the
Hard Basimikdash. Yeah, to the Hard Basimikdash. Right. So, that's the point. Here it says, Kol Zchurcha. Kos Churcha means he's got to be completely Zach in order to go up to Beis HaMikdash, in order to have any sense of requirement to go to Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Says my time on team, we learned over there. Kotar Achoyla, a child who's sick, ain't moldy maso jarbi, don't get Beis Mila until he becomes healthy again. Shmuhamar, if you achas also acham, or shoa achas, even in a fever for 1 hour, matilo ad shloshim yom. You wait for him 30 days before you give him Beis Mila. We are basically right because we have medicines. Vazim shloshim yom, those 3 days. Malachil mechelba shel truma. Can it eat from the wheat germ or whatever kinds of the wheat look like white, like milk, right? So all those 3 days can eat from the chelba shel truma, from the white of the milk, right? Where's not going to answer. Mao Lusucha Shem Truma, can he adorn himself with oil of Truma? Doesn't say. Lishminim Adah, let's hear from here. Ha Arel Vachal Tmeim, and Arel and all the people of Tame, Lo Yachlu B'Truma, they may not eat Truma. And their Sheim Vavdeim Yachlu. And their sons and daughters, however, can't eat. Okay, so. What?
But
yeah, but I might think he only eats because his master eats. So how is an Eved going to eat if his master's not eating? What allows an Eved to eat? The fact that he's owned by a Jewish master.
Right.
A Kohen master.
Right.
If the Kohen's not able to eat, so all the minions under his employ should also be rather unsure from
eating. But the father is eating. The Kohen is a baby. And we're talking about a baby who's too sick to have a prismila.
Yeah.
So, but the father of the baby is also a Kohen, and he's able to eat truma. So the Eved should be able to eat because the father of the baby is.
What's the shaykhus of the father? Depends who owns the Eved.
So the father does not the baby.
Why? How do you know that?
Oh.
If he responds.
Yeah.
The I'm not even sure I understand what you asked.
They're implying that the Eved may not be able to eat truma because the child
doesn't have a bris, right? There's no father. There's no grandfather.
Oh, no father.
Yeah, sorry, by the way, the cotton owns the father.
Because
it's
right.
Going
into
the
that's how we got into this.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So even in my sleep, I could tell they didn't understand your question. Okay. Says the Gemara. No, we're not there, are we? Malasucho. Okay, Malasucho Shemit Truma. Can you anoint them with oils of Truma? Yishmini Mazel Sir from here. Or Avachot Meim Leichu B'Truma. And or on anybody who's Tamei Shai Truma Hashem V'Avdem Yochelu. His wives and slaves can't. The wives and slaves can't eat. Rabbi Yaakov Shem Reitanachum Berebi Chia said. You know what? Even a child who's less than 8 days old doesn't need a bris milah. He doesn't have an orla to which a bris milah. An orla only is an orla after 8 days. So therefore, until then, he doesn't have the status of a problem. Okay? So it says...
It's an interesting concept.
That what?
I don't recall that concept before.
That's,
which
that the orla doesn't exist. That there's no such...
Oh, is it famous? There's a famous... Vort from the Brisker Rav. He says, "Why didn't Avraham Avinu mal himself before he got the command?" Now, what would you answer? In other words, he did all of us fulfilled the Torah before it was given. Why did he mal himself? Why did he give bris milah before he got commanded? Based on what you just said,
because there was no, he wasn't until he got the command. There was no isser.
There was no orla.
No,
only he got an oil. Only became an oil when he got the command. So he couldn't do the mitzvah before. That's exactly what he says. Okay. Says Gemara, Vitani came and lived like this. Kol shloshim yom, all 3 days. Also achilu uchelbo shel truma. No, he's not allowed to have milk of truma. Vasa suchu b'shemen shel truma. He's not allowed to no be anointed with oil of truma. Neither. Leila shmini ma'atavel. This is a cool case. That's only after 30 days.
Well, theoretically, the first.
The first 8 days is okay.
He could.
Right.
After the next 22 days.
Yeah, but now the cool question is, Leila Shmini Ma'atavlo. What about the evening of the eighth day, before the Bris Milah? Oh. In other words, it's after the seventh, it's on the eighth day already, but it's not yet daytime, so you can't do the Bris yet. So he might tell you for now what you say in the Brisa, Leila Shmini Anichos Ladirli Yisaser. On the night of the eighth day, on the eve of animals being suitable to become korbanos. They can go into the animal pen to have mitzvah taken off them. Adamra is teaching us Leil Shmini Kashmini. So it says that you can do it at night, so it must be night is already like the eighth day. It says Yom Kukula. Well, Yom Kukula, usually we say it goes on the daylight, not on the nightfall. That's the Chiddusher. Thank him like this also. Kol Shiva Yom Mutra La'achila Mirchel V'chol Truma. All 7 days. He's allowed to give it to eat from the fattest of the truma. Umutar l'solcho b'shemen shol truma. He's allowed to anoint with the oil of truma. So who's this going like? Sounds like the eighth day itself is osur, right? That's what it's saying, right? Set it a little further. Talmudina, we learned over there. What are the strips of flesh left on on the aver after bris milah is done? The makris amila, which make the when the milah unfit. Ravina b'shem Rabbi Yehuda said, "B'chof rov gavah shel ha'atara, if it covers most of the slanting part of the atara, Rabbi the part where it comes to like a cone, Rabbi Yosi ben Yosi omer b'chupa b'chof rov gagah shel ha'atara." It's when you totally reveal they actually argue what it means. The Chavarov Govashal Shatara means when the majority of the structure of the length of the Torah is cut off. So then, that's no good.
Covered.
No, we're talking about when it got cut off. Khrushchev got here.
Was that what they're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, we switched gears. We said, Elena Titsimakas, what are the essential components of the bris milah for which you go back? Right? If you didn't cut the first time, right, you go. If at first you don't cut, right, cut again. So what's they're not getting it right? Rabbi Avinu B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "B'chofa rov gova shal Torah." If there's still foreskin surrounding most of the height of the Torah, Rabbi Yossi, that really is just a horizontal line. Rabbi Yossi Ben Yossi Omer, "B'chofa rov gaga shal Torah." Goes by the ceiling, I guess. No. I have to really explain it. Rov gova is the height. Rov gaga is the area. In other words, rov gova. Let's say this was near the atara here. This microphone, right? This is the atara, which means the cone part at the top of the aver. So rov gova would be if you had from here to here, right? That would be rov gova, and that would be that would be something which you go back and do over again. Rov gaga would be if actually the majority of the surface area, not the majority of the line between the base and the rest of it, but the majority of the surface area would have to be actually the problem. In order for, if he had most of that missing, then he would be possible of a bakal. What were you trying to say? Well, nobody says circumference. They say either area or height.
They don't use circumference. I don't know why not. You're right. I don't know why not.
Rabbi Tavi, B'Shem Shmuel said, "Bokim so b'shar shemaksha." How do we know how much is left? So we check him when his aver goes hard. We check him what we can see, what we can't see. Movlo paras amila. If he didn't mila, but he knew priya to rip open afterwards. The remainder of the skin, you move foreskin and then you rip it, right?
There's adhesions.
So whatever it is, I don't know exactly. I don't really want to know. So it says here, mobile apartas amila. If you didn't bris mila, you didn't do priya. Lekilu amalef if you didn't do amila, because the priya is essential. Okay, Tani, we learned varnish kares. If you didn't get a bris milah, then if you didn't do priya, you didn't do ripped membrane, which has remained, so then you're chayav kares because you haven't done the bris milah properly. Rabbi Yaakov Shneur said, "Hadad the tamar b'she'ein b'yom kodin mark." That's only true if there's not enough time by the time he mixed up his what? No. B'sheinu k'dim ma'arek means there's not enough time to finish the bris milah. Ma'arek here means finish bris milah. Abiyesh b'yom k'dim ma'arek is enough time to finish the bris milah. So ma'arek menachosh, I'm not sure how that works in here. Yeah, he says the only thing you get courage, which could be Mechal Shabbos, is if you did the bris and then separately you did the priya. Separately you ripped the membrane. Because then when you rip the membrane, no, that's also not right. The only thing I have courage is at the time you did the bris, you set yourself up that you wouldn't be able to do the priya on the same day. Right? Because then you're not continuing the bris milah with the priya. That's why you're chayiv. If you continue the bris milah with the priya on the same day, you're okay. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, why would it be two stages? Why would you do the bris milah on one day and the priya on the second day?
Well, you shouldn't.
Right.
But you can avoid the prohibition
by doing it both,
even the they're spread apart.
Who gets the chorus, the father or the son?
Nobody gets chorus in that case.
No, I mean if he didn't do the priya.
The son. Son.
Even though it's not his fault.
Right.
So, it's Wiles' fault.
Yeah. So that's the way it goes. I mean, he doesn't necessarily get actual chorus, but he's suitable for chorus, liable for chorus, right? So again, that's only other tamer shame by Yonkadei Marek. There's not enough time to finish the job. The Yesh Yonkadei Marek, Marek being a kosher, so he finishes his job, and it's not a problem. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tani, we learn kosher, she also mila, as long as you're still involved in cutting by the bris mila. So, closer, you can go back, Ben Alatzitz and Ma'akvim, Esamila, both on the necessary bits of flesh which must be removed, and Ben Alatzitz and Shein and Ma'akvim, and on the pieces of flesh which do not necessarily have to be removed. Arme Yochanan said, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef told us, Afilu Piresh V'Choyzer, even if you go away and come back, Afilu Piresh, you can go away, Choyzer, and come back, Afilu Alatzitz and Shein Ma'akvim, Esamila, even on the, the things which are not impediments, even though not necessary in order for his meal to be considered good. Rabbi Yosef said, so says the Gemara, I eat the tnina, Tamos, like we learned over there, Rabbi Yosef, in Yotavich and Shochag, Shochas B'Shabbos, if Rabbi Yosef says that the first day, Sukkot, came on Shabbos, Shochav Botzi Salula B'Shus, and you went out because you thought you were turning the Lula permissively, but it's not, B'Shus HaRab and Potter, Minei Shotil B'Shus, because you thought you were doing it right, for right reason, even though it turned out you're not. Right? So,
what does it have to do with
Well, nothing yet. You'll see. Mila, okay. It's also true about a mila knife. Okay? Av matzah kain, so to my matzah. So it means that even if you rate your yotz in the mitzvah, if you take it out a second time, you're still potter from Shabbos. Right? I mean, ma domar tapa memavav, meander omar aviyochan divra aviyosa. Now, which Rabbi Yochanan said, Neighbor Rabbi Yosef, I feel Pirish Choyzer, I feel Tzitzin Shein Makris Hamila. Even if he went away, he can go back and do the necessary stuff. Well, not necessary stuff, but the optional stuff. So obviously there was no imminent need for any other,
procedure.
It's more than that. Saying that a mila knife, why exempt if you carry a mila knife out into Rosh Hashanah Rabin? Because you're making a mistake of what's called Toh B'dvar Mitzvah. You made a mistake concerning a mitzvah. And. One second. Got it. Okay. So it's if Rabbi Yossi held, you can go back for the mila knife. It must be because even if you have no other kids to be mild that day, you can go back and do the additional, the finishing touches, right? So that's how you can go back. You now have to carry up, but if you carry out your parts because you're told Bar Mitzvah, you may mistake considering the Bar Mitzvah, right? And that's true also by matzah, right? Even though you don't have to eat any matzah, right? Nevertheless, since there's any deep matzah, so every cold tub at Var Mitzvah, if you go out to get matzah, right? So, is that clear?
Yeah. Well, on the first night you're supposed to
do. Yeah, but tell you what, it's like Shabbos, right? You're not supposed to. Yeah. Okay? So you're still part of the carbon. Now, next topic. Change gears completely. Maybe I'll wake up. Unlikely. It's always hope springs eternal. Im lo yedot. Mishnasa. True, there's no reason for me not to wake up. Actually, that's interesting. Yeah, I looked up prostate cancer. Im lo yedo. Didn't you ask me about it the other day?
What?
Prostate surgery.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll tell you about it in a second. This is what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, if you didn't have relations with your wife after you became a tzuladaka, you had this problem with your genitals, so then you're okay. She's okay. She can eat truma, right? It says the Gemara, didn't have relations there after his genitals were damaged. Harelu Yochu, his wife can sleep truma. Rabbi Lezer, it sounds like this is Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, who said even one who marries a Kohen Gadol, she can eat truma as long as they don't consummate the marriage, right? Because she's married to somebody who's allowed to eat truma. So it says Gemara, no. Even Rabbanan could agree here. Shani Yochel Shlo Hosibo Kinyan Acher Livso. In other words, he's already married to her, right? Over there, in the case where, the Amon of the Kohen Gadol, right? So over there,
maybe it's the Chris Shofra.
I don't know. Obviously, it doesn't help to stand up. I'm not sure what I'm saying. So that's my muscle. Sit down. Sorry, I'm so tired today. I'm Rabbi Lezer. So let me go back a line. I'm Rabbi Lezer. I said the Rabbi Lezer of Rabbi Shimoni. This great Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, hold that Amona marries a Kohen Gadol, she can eat truma until they consummate the marriage. But not like Rabbanu. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Said Dibrei Akoli. No, here everybody go this way. Shani Yelcha. Shame Mosi. Shain Moshelo. Siyup Bakinian Livso. If Amona marries a Kohen Gadol, just even kiddushin, it's already a Kenyan. And that Kenyan makes her possible, even without the Bia. That's Rabbanu Shita, right? The other Shita, Rabbi Lezer said, only the Bia, only the relations makes her possible. Rabbanu hold even the Kiddushin makes her possible. So here, why doesn't her marriage to this Petzuladaka make her possible? Because her marriage preceded his becoming a Petzuladaka. The only thing that's happened after is going to damage his marriage, right? There's no Kenyan, initial Kenyan, which possibles her. This machlokas same as the next machlokas. This bagu we learned. Shomeres yovan kohenes. You have a woman who fell as a widow. Leave neshnei kohanim in front of two brothers who are kohanim. Yavamim, or yavams. My friend did a mimer with her, right? Kedushin Rabbanan. Well, speaking of going to the chuppah, he wasn't able to get her into the chuppah. Shel nisuin. Achna said, until he became Tzuladaka Khrushchev. I skipped.
No.
No, I did skip, right. He wasn't able to make her married until he made her
between Mimer and the actual Yibah.
Right.
He became a Tzuladaka.
So I'm Hashem and Lakish became when she's Kukala Bia Psula Posela, since she's waiting for a Bia Psula, a Bia which is unfit because this guy now can no longer marry her, so therefore she himself was unfit. Rabbi Yochanan married Sheiva. Rabbi Yochanan said, "We save that next week. We'll take it from Monday. We'll take it from here. From Shavuot. Hopefully, I'll be more rested." Okay.
That's what Shabbos is for.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we're on a different topic for this week.
What? No, not too soon. Not too soon. I have to sit here and do this over again because I missed the second part. I'm just going to bring in the tape. Forgot to roll the tape in time, so. Let me start from halacha base. Base of tzuladaka. What's a tzuladaka? Koshim to a beitim shel any time testicles are afflicted. Afilu echemem kruk echemem even one of them. A kruk shavcha. A person who's a kruk shavcha. It's koshim nirkos sagit any time his aver gets cut off. Nishar batar afilu chuta saira. Even if there's a hair breadth left, it's kosher. Ptsudaka Khrushchevka, if somebody is a Ptsudaka Khrushchev, Mutar Migaris Mishukharis, allowed to marry somebody who's a Gioris or Mishukharis. someone is converted or a freed slave, ain't necessarily allowed to go to college, just not allowed to join the regular society of Am Yisrael Shnemar says, Le'evob Tzudah Kol Grushov Kol Begal Hashem, Le'evob Grushov Kol Minah Kol Mitzvah Congregation of Hashem. Patua, but said, Patua, just by Patua, you see, I mean, you know, it's like Moshe Dayan, he's missing his eye, Tamil Roshav Kol, it's something where next to where he spills, which is, of course, spilling from urine or something like that. Therefore, something wounded in the b'tzad shofcha next to something which spills out. So maybe it's referring to einu shebitzad chotamo, his eye, which is next to his nose. Talmud Lomar Dako, that's why it says Dako, and Dako means shebame yakov, something between his legs. And the Gilin Ephraim says, according to Karmen Eda, means something compressed between his legs, and that would be Dako with a hay. According to the Pnei Moshe, it means something which hangs low between his legs, and that would be Daka with an Aleph. And that explains various different versions of the Torah. Amr Chai Gai Kum Rabbi Yossi Elecho Namach Ba, there's no lower part of the person. B'sha Shehu Yoshev, when he sits down, El Beitz of Ovad, except for his testicles. Amr Rabbi Yisrabun, the Yosef, makes sense. Elecho Shukain, that the Ptula Daka is somebody who can't have kids. And has to do, therefore, with his aver, shubakulan ksiv doros, or by all the psule kohol, it says doros, generations beyond them are also chutzmizeshed molinat ksavrim, which of course still can't give birth. Glosov dov anivtsa is not just true if he had damage of a wound, elephin the mocha, even if he got sick, I feel it in some way, shape, or form, and, shriveled, actually is the right word, I feel it vesha or dried up. I feel like Chaser asks more if it's missing. Omer, he says, Shmati can be out, Nehru can be out, because she ain't a little bit of a even though he has one testicle, ain't a molin and can't give birth, who's Rizchama, it's considered to be eunuch in the hands of heaven, he still is okay to marry a Jewish woman. I heard that Lochus like him. I don't know from whom I heard this. Rabbi said, Rabbi Yossi, Shama lo mi bar nishzir, he would not have heard it from a small person, had to heard it from a major figure.